My name is Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
Snakes lose their skins and their hearts, and all the missionaries lose their bark. Oh, all the trees are calling after you, and all the venom snipers after you. Are all the mountains bolder after you? If I could be any one of the things in this world that bite, instead of a dentured ocelot on a leash, I'd rather be a kite and be tied to the end of your string and flying in the air, babe, at night. Cause you know what they say about honey bears, when you shave off all their baby hair, you have a hairy-minded pink bear. And all the bells are rolling out for you, and stones are all erupting out for you, and all the cheap bloodsuckers are flying after you. Yesterday, Daisy, May, and Biff were grooving on the street, and just like in a movie, her hands became her feet. Her belly button was her mouth, which meant she tasted what she'd speak. Woo! But the funny thing is what happened to her nose. Ooh, it grew until it reached all of her toes. Ooh, now when people say her feet smell, they mean her nose. Curtains, layers with diamonds, dear, for you. melting ice cap mountaintops for you. Oh, and knights in flaming silver robes for you. And bats that will the kiss turn prince for you. Swoop, swoop. Oh, baby, rock, rock. Swoop, swoop.
Hey everybody, you're listening to Dunkin's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. A bittersweet day. Started off with a station ID from a former Colorado Rockies starting pitcher and UBC Thunderbird pitcher, Jeff Francis. It's opening day of baseball. Spring has sprung, summer is upon us, all good things, but there is a sad occasion today. It's and music director Andy Resto's last day, music manager Andy Resto's last day, so host of the Burrow, and we're going to miss seeing him around here. He's still in town. We're going to see him at shows and stuff, but I will miss having him around. So I played a couple songs there to commemorate the occasion of Andy's departure from CITR. Andy's Chest by Nap Eyes, I mean by Lou Reed at the top from his album Transformer. Andy's Chest was undulating last night as he belted out Alanis Morissette's One Hand in My Pocket at karaoke here at the station. We had a party after our AGM, and he knocked that one out of the park. And before that, we heard Cobras from the Complete Stacks Volt singles. That was the song Restless, and we are going to be restoless after today. Yeah. Okay. On today's show, we've got some new, brand new Hello Blue Roses, some brand new Frog Eyes, some new Frankie Cosmos, so much good stuff. But to start us off, the debut of a band called Sunrise Social. This is Robbie Nall, Adrian Teacher, Dave Prowse from the Chipandroids, and Jeff from Devours. And this is their debut of their new song.
Across the commerce seas, burdened by no other memory. Witchcraft is all about. I think you'd best go down and deny it yourself. The parlor's packed with people, sir. I'll sit with her.
And what shall I say to them? That my daughter and my niece I discovered dancing like heathen in the forest?
Uncle, we did dance. Let you tell them I confessed it, and I'll be whipped if I must be. But they're speaking of witchcraft.
UBC Theater and Film present The Crucible by Pulitzer Prize winner Arthur Miller.
Join us March 15th to 31st for the last play of the season at the Frederick Wood Theater.
Theaterfilm.ubc.ca.
You know what's better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone Magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change.
I lost some steam. I'm being bound, the water's blue. If the polygraph is scratched, it's true. And yes, you do remember, but I don't know where I'll be. Cheat a fool like a kin, press into your blistered skin. Skin, bone, with the bone, you couldn't comb. Stomp out into the rain. You're the bit I want to breathe. You're the sea that seems to see. You're the dance without reprieve. This crushing up my marble leaves. When you ask me to resemble, but I don't know what I see. Clouds of kitchen steam. Rest for winter dream. Dream alone. With the fierce desire for homes. Come back. Ideal man. No.
All right, so that was...
789 Rasp.
Sorry. These new CD players cause me a lot of grief. Can't just play one song. They got to play continuously. I haven't figured them out yet. I'm an old man. That was Frog Eyes. Legends of the scene. Victoria, sometimes Vancouver. A little bit of a nice David Bowie-esque flourish there towards the end. Good job, Carrie Mercer. That's from their final album, Violet Psalms. They've just announced that they are going to call it quits after putting out this record and playing a few more shows. Quite a run for Frog Eyes. I remember seeing them at the Sugar Refinery in the late 90s. And yeah, you know. They've done good work. That was the song Idea Man. Before that, we heard Hello Blue Roses featuring Sidney Hermont and Dan Behar. That was from their brand new album out now on Jazz Records. The album's called Trade Winds. The song is called Hey World. And at the top, we heard Sunrise Social from their forthcoming debut record, St. Helena. That was the song Distinctive Details. And they've played one show at the Lido, and I think there's some more shows in the future with an album release happening late spring, early summer. So keep an eye out for Sunrise Social. They're up-and-comers. All right, let's move on to Frankie Kosmos. They have a new record out called Vessel, and this is the song Being Alive. Great countdown at the beginning. You've already heard it because I don't know how to use the CD player. Get ready for it. Here is Frankie Kosmos.
789 Rest, being alive. I see you in the three things. My vocabulary's I'm
All right, that was By House from their recent EP entitled Current Mood. That was the song Very Heavy. I don't know much about this band. There's not a lot online. Doesn't really explain it. Andy just gave me some speculation. He thinks it might be Charlotte from Pale Red. So if so, good job, Charlotte. If not, good job, whoever you are, By House. Before that, we heard Puzzlehead from their brand new record, Artless. That was the song Swim. They released their record last night at the Roxy on Granville Street. Sounds like it was a very fun time. Yeah, good for them. We all missed out, I think. And before that, we heard Alice Bag from her brand new album Blueprint. That was the song 77. Alice Bag, a legend of the LA punk scene, originally in the band The Bags, and now has a solo record out. And great video for that song, if I can say that, featuring some other punk luminaries. And at the top, we heard Frankie Cosmos from the new album Vessel. That was the song Being Alive. Let's switch up the tempo a little bit and give a listen to some Soccer Mommy. She has a new record out called Clean, and this is the song Last Girl on CITR 101.9 FM.
She's so cool.
The BC government now covers medications that could reduce your chances of contracting HIV by 90%. PREP stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis and is a preventative measure that HIV-negative folks can take to reduce their risk of becoming positive. Health Initiative for Men suggests that if you have had sex with a partner with HIV, have had a recent STI, have multiple sexual partners, have a history of inconsistent or no condom use, are currently involved in sex work, or have had repeated courses of post-exposure prophylaxis, then you might want to think about looking into PREP measures. CATR and Discorder are not medical professionals. Please refer to your doctor for more information.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people. So check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
That was Jackson McIntosh from Montreal, also of the band Sheer Agony. He's played in Tops, lots of different bands, and that's his solo record. It's called My Dark Side, and that was the song The Grass. Before that, we heard Omaha, Nebraska's Anna McClellan from her new album Yes and No, out now on Father and Daughter Records. That was the song Flailing Orbits. I like the kind of warbling vocals on that. And then at the top, we heard Nashville, Tennessee's Soccer Mommy from her new record, Clean. That was the song Last Girl. I played The Child of Celebrities earlier with Frankie Cosmos, daughter of Kevin Kline and Phoebe Cates. Now I'm going to play Steven Spielberg's daughter. I don't know her real name, but it's Buzzy Lee. And she recorded an album with Nicholas Jarre, who's fantastic, and I like this song, even though nepotism is rampant in our entertainment industry. This is from the new record, Face Paint. This is the song Cool Hand, Buzzy Lee. All right, that was In Mirrors, a local band signed to Portland's Italians Do It Better, a great Italo disco label run by Johnny Jewel. And that was the song I Saw Her Face in the Glass. Glass. I saw her face in the glass. Before that, we heard a 20-second song from Sneaks from her album It's a Myth, out now on Merge Records. That was the song Daffodils. How appropriate. Daffodils all around us. I love it. And at the top, we heard Buzzy Lee featuring Sasha Spielberg from her record Face Paint. That was the song Cool Hand. Good song. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Keep it locked in for Jaden with K-Pop Cafe coming up next. And stay tuned for a full afternoon of excellent programming here on CITR 101.9 FM. Yeah, also tune in on Monday for Andy's last episode of The Burrow, 3 p.m. on Monday. Some of you may have a holiday. Just spend the afternoon listening to the radio. Listen to Chris Horrific before that. How nice. I'm going to close with an album with a song from Mount Eerie's brand new album. The album's called Now Only. It's a sort of a companion piece to last year's A Crow Looked at Me, and it's still, you know, Phil working through his grief with the from the death of his wife, and such powerful music. He's going to be in town tomorrow night. I'm going to be out of town, but I think there's still some tickets left to go see Mount Eerie. I saw him earlier this year at the Cathedral downtown, and it was a remarkable show. So I'd highly recommend going to see Mount Eerie tomorrow night. So let's give a listen to Distortion. That's going to do it for this episode, and I will catch you next Thursday. Thanks for listening. Bye. Satisfied, ambitious.
capricious and squirming. The first dead body I ever saw in real life was my great-grandfather's embalmed in a casket in Everett, in a room by the freeway where they talked me into reading a thing from the Bible about walking through a valley in the shadow of death. But I didn't understand the words. I thought of actually walking through a valley in a shadow with a backpack and a tent. But that dead body next to me spoke clear and metaphor-free. In December 2001, after having spent the summer and fall traveling mostly alone around the country that was spiraling into war and mania, little flags were everywhere. I was living on the periphery as a 23-year-old, wrapped up in doing what I wanted, and it was music and painting on newsprint, and eating all the fruit from the tree like Tarzan or Walt Whitman, voracious, devouring life, singing my songs, sleeping in yards without asking permission. That December I was shaken by a pregnancy scare from someone that I'd been with for only one night, many states away, who I hadn't planned to keep knowing. A young and embarrassing, overconfident animal night. Terror of the idea of fatherhood at 23 destroyed my foundation and left me freaked out and wandering around, mourning the independence and solitude that defined me then. Though my life is a galaxy of subtleties, my complex intentions and aspirations do not matter at all in the face of the crushing flow of actual time. I saw my ancestors as sad and misunderstood in the same way that my descendants will squint back through a fog trying to see some polluted version of all I meant to be in life. Their recollections pruned by the accidents of time, what got thrown away and what gets talked about at night. But she had her period eventually, and I went back to